Well, I never thought I'd hear myself saying this, but I am now the proud owner of a crate of Coca-Cola. I went down to the manual distribution centre today at Chilulu, I think it's called, and bought a crate. In fact, I bought two crates because they've got two different sorts of crate here in Zambia. I've all washed all the bottles off, washed the crate, and I'm going to take a picture in a minute to go with this audio boo, but all the aid pods are in there and they look like they should be in there. The reason I wanted to do it today is we've got the workshop tomorrow and this will be one of the sort of exhibits, as it were. The other thing that happened today, apart from preparing for the workshop, is that I was invited to give a 10-minute presentation to the Drug Logistics Steering Committee, which was quite a privilege. Just had 10 minutes, so I explained quickly what it was we were doing. About two of the people in the room we'd met during the week, but the others we hadn't met. And the two people who'd set me up to be there had got called away to the Ministry of Health, so they weren't at the presentation, but they've heard it all before, so it wasn't so bad. They obviously had a crammed agenda, so I was the first item, and a lot of people hadn't even heard of Cola Life before, so it was a bit of a surprise item. But there were some good questions, and at least it means that about four additional organisations know about Cola Life and what it is we're trying to do. Tomorrow is the big day, it's the workshop day. We've done quite a lot of preparation, and I'm really quite looking forward to it. I hope it goes down well. This afternoon there was a bit of a panic because we didn't have enough chairs, so we'd made arrangements to hire some, but that person was no longer answering their phones. We had to run all over Lusaka looking for an alternative place to get chairs. But we did all that, got there 5 minutes before they closed, but we now have 10 chairs. Anyway, I'll report again tomorrow on how the workshop goes, but really quite looking forward to it.